The Valley's newest museum is set to open next week in Old Town Scottsdale. Western Spirit, Scottsdale's Museum of the West, will open its doors on Thursday, although workers are still getting the building ready. The more than 40,000 square foot museum will include paintings and sculpture, but also saddles and pistols, among other objects. Tricia Loescher is the museum's curator. We found a relatively quiet spot in the museum to talk about its mission. She says it represents 19 Western states.
As we're looking at all of these diverse areas, one of our primary interests, of course, is to tell stories of the lives and the people who have been a part of the West.
How much do you think that the average museum goer knows about Western art, cowboy art, the stuff that you're going to be showing here?
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, there's a basic understanding, a general understanding, but what I hope is that we really, with the museum, make people want to learn more and ask more questions, and that we are a center where of communication, and we can have wonderful symposiums and outreach programs and educational programs for people to come here and with their general knowledge, or you know, what they know of the West, firsthand experience, or maybe realized when they were on a trip or something like that, or maybe they live here, but to really broaden that out and help people explore all kinds of activities of the West.
Where do the works in this museum come from?
They come from collectors, private collectors. We do have a couple pieces from museums, but by and large, these are loans to the museum.
The placement of this museum in the Valley, I think, is kind of interesting because you're basically in the heart of Old Town Scottsdale, which bills itself as the West's most Western town. And I think for some people, the idea of the West's most Western town basically means like Tombstone, like gunfight at the OK Corral. How do you sort of broaden that out?
Well, I think that's what we do with our exhibitions and our programs and hopefully some of the events that we'll have, special annual events, but to really make people realize that the Scottsdale has a very long history as a center for artists. It's not all about Buffalo Bill or, you know, the people of Tombstone like Wyatt Earp, but there is so much more to explore. And many, you know, different time periods of culture. So contemporary, past, future, the present, we'll be looking at all of those different periods in time.
What does the future of Western art hold, do you think?
I think the future holds all kinds of dynamic possibilities that, for example, our Desert Bloom sculpture that we have is a glass piece, glass and metal sculpture, and maybe a lot of people wouldn't think necessarily that that is Western art because it doesn't fit, you know, a cowboy with a cowboy hat, but clearly it speaks to the West. It is of cacti and the setting sun and the landscapes and rock and the terrain, so it's very much a part of the reality of a geographical landscape of a West.
What do you hope that visitors to this museum will take away from it?
I hope that they take away the wonder and the beauty of what makes the American West and question, what is the American West for you? And find yourself in the West is one of the questions we're asking. Where are you at in the West?
Is there any extra pressure on you or on this museum to succeed given the fact that this is a city-owned facility?
I think there's always pressure. There's pressure to succeed no matter whether you're city-owned or not, but we're determined to succeed, so yes.
Tricia Loescher is curator of Western Spirit, Scottsdale's Museum of the West, which opens on Thursday in Old Town Scottsdale.